Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Someone who is not lacking rhythm, by the way, is the little Argentine alongside him, like master of ceremonies, Alexis McAllister. For me today, I will just sublime, like absolutely sublime. I said before the game, he felt like he was integral, and it's not rocket science the way he's playing at the moment, but he is making Liverpool tick week in, week out right now, and today was another display of that, a display of sheer genius. Like, we spoke about him a little bit, the IMR, but just go nuts on Alexis McAllister, because he is just a joy to watch right now.
No, he really is. It's scary how good he is for us at the minute, and how important he is to all the good things that we're doing as a team. And I think the mad thing is, I think everyone at the start of the season was like, how's McAllister going to cope without Caicedo? All the good work, like Caicedo. And I think a lot of people overlooked McAllister's ability on the ball, McAllister's engine as well. I think there was a few things that, like, I probably wasn't expecting from him. I thought he was just going to be, I was almost expecting, right, we've got the new genie, someone who's going to be really good on the ball, press resistant, be able to just keep us ticking over, but they're not going to be the driving force in that midfield. Mm-hmm. They're just going to be another really important cog. But he is the most important cog right now in terms of this 10-game running that we're going to go into. His form,
yes,
is key to where Liverpool go on between now and the end of the season, yeah, for me. And again, it was another exceptional performance. That's even without talking about the set piece and the penalty.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? In itself, you mentioned that you touched on it on the instant match. The time it takes between winning the penalty and him being able to take the penalty is a considerable amount of time. And within that, he keeps the calm, the cool.
I've had two kids in the time it took him to wait for a pen. I've done the work for two kids. Like, you know what I mean? It's been 6 minutes there, lads.
That was it. There was but it felt like, for him, it must have felt like an age, but there was never any doubt. Like, he just held onto the ball, he puts it down, he sets it down, and he's calm, and the keeper goes the right way. The keeper even dives early, but you just don't save those. And again, it's just his form now. I think we started to see it before Endo went on to the Asia Cups. He's just like, oh, that's fun. I feel like all of our midfielders at some point in the season have really grabbed the games risen by the scruff of the neck,
yeah,
and they've all risen to the challenge and said, right, here's the mantle, I'll take it. Even Jones, I'll put Jones in that. There was a period where Jones looked like our best midfielder for a number of weeks, but they've all collectively been like, do you know what? I need the mantle for a couple of weeks. Sound, I'll grab it. Your turn, bump, pass
it
the baton.
It doesn't look like he's going to pass it on, though,
no,
does it?
It doesn't, but it's felt like the Liverpool midfield's felt like a relay race.
Yeah.
And now you're passing it to Usain Bolt coming into the last 100 metres, hopefully, and you just know he's got the legs to take it all the way. And, you know, they're just the Gatlins of the Americans and all. But that's genuinely what it feels like.
Yeah,
all, as a collective, just pass the baton on, right, it's your turn, go. You do your dash, boom, you do. And they've all just boom, 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 boom. And now it's firmly in the hands of McAllister. And he looks so much value for money. And I keep saying, like, everyone's going to say Rice, player of the season. I said, one of my group chats blew up this morning, another content creator saying that Rice is undoubtedly the signing of the season. Make note that I said, I'll be honest with you, the signing of the season is going to go down to the last game.
Yeah, I agree. Because
whoever wins it from that team is going to... I don't really think City are in with a shout as such, because I don't really think they've had a transformative player. Doku doesn't seem like that. Guardiola hasn't done fuck all for them. But I'm looking at Arsenal and Rice, and I'm looking at Liverpool and McAllister, and whoever goes on to fucking win it, they went and bought the signing of the season. Whether you went and done your business for 35 mil or you've done it for your 100, the value of
difference
them...
Difference maker-wise,
it's going to be difference maker, 100%.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Go on McAllister.
Mate, going back to the master of ceremonies stuff, like, listen, he's there in his tails at some point orchestrating things, but he's got his fucking overalls on, and others going being fucking players and Bernardo Silva and just leaving a little bit on Phil Foden every time. He's got everything. everything. It's like he's got that sort of dog in him that he wants to fucking physically attack you and make it difficult and make sure you
and
know you're
a big
in the game.
Kid, even he doesn't look, but he's willing.
And he'll do a little late one like Jota, do you know what I mean? Or Andy Robertson, where he just leaves a little bit on them.
Yeah.
But then when you put the ball at his feet, it's like he pulls the overalls off, gets the fucking tails on, starts fucking pinging balls left, right, and centre.
It's Xabi Alonso-esque for him because he doesn't have bags of pace, but with the ball at his feet, the way he can just pull the strings and just orchestrate. It's like it is light, Xabi light, but it's incredible.
No, just to further highlight that point, like in terms of numbers, he wins 8 out of 13 ground duels today, so that's good. That's putting a shift in. That's sort of DM-esque numbers.
Yeah.
But then when you flip onto his passes, like he's got like an 87% passing accuracy, 82 touches at the heart of the midfield, and again, obviously gets the goal and stuff like that. So he's offering everything. Obviously, we've seen him in a more advanced role now, but he hasn't shirked. He's not giving up his defensive responsibility. He's still putting shifts in.
Was you surprised to see him on the right-hand side in the first half?
Yeah, massively surprised. Yeah. I was nailed on. He was going to be on the left-hand side.
We had a conversation. Was it Sky put it out? He was on the right. We were like, nah, I've got that the wrong way.
Yeah, I just automatically assumed, because again, I come back to it, the A1 position I felt that we'd signed him for was that left-sided eight role. He hasn't really played a lot there, so maybe that's why. But he can do anything, basically, can't he? In that midfield right now,
he's the complete midfielder. He is the complete midfielder.
Yeah, he is, absolutely. Yeah, and for me, Chris, like, he's man the match today.
He was mine, because everything that Liverpool did that was good came through Alexis McAllister. So, for me, he's an outstanding footballer, and he's got everything that you need. He's got that class, he's got that sort of work rate, he's got that never say die attitude that he can continue 100 minutes into games. He's got that calmness.
His football IQ is scary.
Yeah, he's just outstanding, and like he makes playing centre mid look simple, and it's not against Man City.
No.
It's so congested. There's fucking 8 lads in there at all times, and the lad today who had the most time and space in that congested area of the field was Alexis McAllister again.
No, certainly was. Yeah, and more man the match out for him, of course, in the Discord. Fiacra 16. So Alexis McAllister man the match. Absolutely different class. Look, a class above everyone. Passed brilliantly and didn't misplace a pass. Yeah, wonderful, wonderful.
Should have won another pen.
His
pen as well.
Yeah. Should have won another pen. Whether he'd have took it or not remains to be seen. Steel Hare likewise is Alexis McAllister man the match. Sounds. Then we'll move on to the front.
I give him a 9.
Yeah, I always do that when we do the big one. I never remember number.
9, 9, 9.
I think he might be higher.
Yeah, I was going to say 9.5. I would have
won. Had he won that second pen, like he should have won.
Yeah, it would have been 10.
Yeah.
It was the complete midfield performance. Like,
yeah,
he was the best midfielder on the day, and fucking De Bruyne is on the pitch as well.
Yeah, but again, yeah, when the stakes, I've mentioned earlier how stern the test is, doesn't really get much more difficult when the stakes are that high to put in display of that quality and that class. That's a world class football game he just played. He was unbelievable. Yeah. So yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.